this particular mission was really about some of the origins of life in our solar system for here on Earth.
The spacecraft OSIRIS-REx will orbit an asteroid named Bennu to collect a sample of regolith. Regolith is essentially the inorganic part of soil, the rocks and the dust. The organic portion of soil is made up of decaying plants and animals.
So probably the most famous thing that most of us would recognize as the regolith is that footprint that Neil Armstrong made when he stepped on the moon.
The sample of regolith that OSIRIS-REx will take from the asteroid has been preserved in space, similar to its state when the Earth was formed. The Space Dynamics Laboratory designed components of three cameras that are essential to the spacecraft's mission of collecting a regolith sample.
Here at SDL, we were responsible for the detector readout assemblies, effectively the same type of detectors in a regular standard digital camera. There are three cameras. Polycameras was, you know, high zoom, long range. They used that early on for some of the guidance and being able to identify the asteroid from a long distance shortly after they were launched. The map cam has been used and is still being used to help map the surface of the asteroid. And then finally, the SAMCAM is being used to actually look at that sample arm as it reaches out and grabs the sample off the asteroid.
OSIRIS-REx made a practice approach of the asteroid recently and will collect the sample of regolith later this year after one more practice run. The craft is scheduled to return to orbit Earth in September 2023. It will release a capsule containing the regolith, which will fall to Earth and touch down in the West Desert of Utah. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ashley Rohde.